Chapter 29. The Trill of the Fight. Everyone turns and watches as my best friend hauls butt, panting by the time he reaches the stage. I glance at his dad to find Mr. Kapoor's eyes nearly popping out of his head.
I'm here,
Jai gasps. He wraps a hand around the neck of Chad's guitar.
Ahem, says Mr. Pinwhistle, rising to his feet. I believe the Mistwick band is all accounted for.
The judge sighs and returns to his seat. Rosa gives a triumphant strum of her bass string. Down in front, Mr. Kapoor stands up, his hands and fists at his sides. But Jai, fiddling with his guitar, seems to be avoiding looking at the audience. Which is good, because if anybody looked at me the way Mr. Kapoor is looking at his son, I'd poop my pants.
Listen up, nerds! Rosa yells while Jai loops the guitar over his shoulder. We're Rebel Clef, and we are gonna rock your nightmares.
All of us in the Mistwick section jump to our feet and cheer, as above our heads, an announcer calls out in a booming voice,
Families and guests, contestants and maestros, welcome to the 45th annual Orphean Trials Battle of the Bands.
Now the whole arena is cheering, jumping, and whooping. On stage, the four bands glare at one another and crouch over their instruments as if they're about to draw swords. The lights go out, plunging us into darkness. The cheers fade into silence. For a minute, nothing happens, and I wonder if this is part of the staging or if the power has been cut. Whispers fill the arena, and I just hope Mr. Kapoor doesn't run on stage to drag Jai off. As the silence and darkness drag on, my worries shift in another direction. What if the Necromuse? Then, all at once, the stage explodes with sound. All four bands begin playing their spells at once. Since the speakers are directed toward their respective sections, we can mostly just hear Rebel Clef's music, the others just garbled noise in the background. Screaming guitars, thrumming drums, and wailing keyboards erupt with music and magic. I've never seen a battle of the bands in person. It's not much different from sparring, just bigger, louder, and way more chaotic. Rockets of yellow light shoot from the band sets and explode over our heads in dazzling fireworks. The accompanying smell of hot asphalt follows in a nauseating wave that nevertheless has people roaring. The raining sparks fall, glittering, to the center of the arena, where they expand into different shapes. The San Diego Warblers conjure the glowing outline of a massive, hairy tarantula. Its pincers slash at the air, and its eight eyes burn with golden fire. In front of the Miami Muses, a great white shark leaps and snaps its enormous teeth. The Sousa section lets out a roar when their band delivers a snarling, saber-toothed tiger, all claws and fangs. Last to appear is the Rebel Clef's fighter. Sparks of light zigzag through the air like over-caffeinated fireflies, tracing the outline of something huge. I hold my breath, fists raised in anticipation. Finally, in a burst of magic, a 20-foot-tall T-Rex comes to life on the stage, propped up by streamers of light flowing from the members of Rebel Clef, Jai included. We let out a floor-rattling cheer as the dino opens his giant mouth and lets out a savage roar.
Let the battle begin, shouts the announcer.
Like puppets on strings of fire, the four huge creatures lurch across the arena. The four bands play furiously behind them, their music directing their fighters' movements. Soon, all four are charging full speed at one another. The clash is blinding. I raise a hand to block the flash of light. A collective whoa rises from the audience. The T-Rex snaps at the tarantula, while the shark leaps up from the floor, only to have its tail chomped by the saber-toothed tiger. The creatures let out realistic roars and shrieks, their glowing outlines flickering where they're wounded. The faster saber-tooth and tarantula scurry and slash, avoiding the stronger jaws of the T-Rex and shark. When the shark bites off one of the tarantula's legs, it releases an ear-splitting scream. Hands slap over ears in every section of the audience. The tarantula isn't defeated, but it limps around, the San Diego band looking panicked as they try to keep their fighter in the match.
This makes absolutely no zoological sense, yells Victoria, though I can barely hear her over the noise. I glance away from the spectacle at Mr. Kapoor, hoping to see that he's coming around to how cool this is. But he sits like a stone, staring at the back of the seat in front of him. Uneasily, I watch Jai instead. His hair sticks to his face with sweat. His school cardigan is unbuttoned and hangs loosely off one shoulder. And he's never looked so in his element. Something warm pounds deep in my chest. Pride for my friend and admiration at this talent he's been hiding for so long. He pours everything into that guitar until there's smoke practically curling from the strings. With another scream, the tarantula ends up caught between the T-Rex and the Sabretooth. Together, they rip the hairy spider in half, and it dies in a shower of sparks. The strings of magic that had been controlling it backfire on the San Diego band, scattering their instruments and knocking the drummer off the stage altogether. A roar of triumph sounds from the other three sections as the San Diego warblers throw up their hands in surrender. The remaining three fighters circle one another warily, looking for angles of attack. The Sabretooth is limping now too, and the shark is missing a fin. The T-Rex roars, then charges at the shark, only to swerve at the last minute to chomp the Sabretooth's tail. I bet no real-life T-Rex ever moved so quickly, but under the expert control of Rosa and her band, it practically pirouettes. But the Sousa band was ready. And with a crashing drum solo, they send the Sabretooth streaking through the air to clamp its jaws on the T-Rex's throat. Oh no. The T-Rex stumbles, its entire body flickering, on the verge of going out. Seeing their chance, the Miami Muses clamp their shark's teeth on the dino's tail. The T-Rex lets out a choked cry of pain, chaos in the rebel clef band. The drummer breaks tempo, sweat making the drumsticks slip in his hands. Rosa shouts something, then points at Jai. I press my hands to my mouth as Jai jumps forward and rips into a blistering guitar solo. His sweater hangs from his elbows like a cape, and when he shakes his head, sweat flings from his hair. His fingers move in a blur, coaxing a flurry of notes from the strings. He drops to his knees, bent over the guitar. The whole audience is completely silent, eyes fixed on the seventh grader playing like he's performing frantic CPR on his own instrument. And slowly, the magic flowing from Jai to the T-Rex grows brighter and brighter, until all at once, with a furious snarl, the dino erupts with light that sends the Sabretooth and the shark reeling backwards. Every Mistwick spectator howls in triumph. Except, of course, Mr. Kapoor. But his radiating disapproval can't touch Jai now. Jai's a king holding court, his music infusing every inch of the T-Rex. As the rest of the band resumes playing, the dino seizes the shark in its jaws and reduces it to sparks and smoke, knocking the Miami Muses out of the battle. All that's left is Sousa's saber cat, circling and snarling, trying to draw the T-Rex closer to the Sousa band, where their magic is stronger. But instead, Rebel Clef sends another wave of magic rolling to the T-Rex, and from its back sprout two massive leathery wings. With a mighty flap, the dino lifts into the air. Okay, says Victoria, rolling her eyes. This just got mega ridiculous. But the crowd eats it up. Even the Miami and San Diego crowds are cheering now as the flying T-Rex dive bombs the Sabretooth and crushes him beneath its huge clawed feet. The Sabretooth struggles, the Sousa band red-faced and panting as they try to maintain their spell. But it's not enough. The T-Rex bends its neck down and bites off the Sabretooth's head in one clean snap. And just like that, the tiger disintegrates into fading sparks. And Mistwick wins. As they bring their rock spell to a triumphant close, we all scream and hug and pump fists. The T-Rex lets out one last roar, then dissolves into shooting streamers of light that burst in a dazzling array of fireworks. Jai, sweaty and glowing with victory, lifts his guitar over his head. Rosa pounds him on the back, and the keyboardist runs over to plant a kiss on Jai's head. I've never seen him so gloriously happy. But then, Like a cloud moving across the sun, his smile droops. He lowers the guitar, and his entire body sags. I follow his line of sight to the audience, where Mr. Kapoor stands up and stiffly marches out of the arena.